Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
Hey, The Bert Show.
All right, I want you guys to play parent to Abby. At some point or another, if you want, you're going to have kids, and this happens to you. Really curious how you would handle it. Then I want to bring Kristen and Cassie, who are parents, in for this specifically.
So this was interesting to me because I'm certain a lot of single moms probably go through this and wonder what they should do. So King Von is a rapper who was unfortunately murdered and passed away. And so now the mother of his child is taking their son to football practice. And the coach and the child have a bit of an incident where I guess the coach accidentally or someone accidentally squirted some water on the child, got in the child's eyes. The child cries. And then the mom had to make a decision about whether she wanted the coach to continue to coach her child based on what the coach's response was. And here is her telling the story.
I made the decision to pull my son off the football team. I understand that football is a very rigorous sport. My son is only 5 years old, so of course he's not there yet. Like, he's not super tough. I guess the coach was giving them water, and the coach made a mistake and squirted water in his eye. I'm not really sure. I just know water was squirted in Davon's eye. And of course, just like a five-year-old, he began to cry. As he's walking him off the field, he goes, "Stop all that crying, if I put you over there with the cheerleaders." And me, I'm instantly in defense mode. And I asked him, I said, "Do you think that that was appropriate for you to say to a five-year-old child?" And he was like, "It ain't no crying in football."
Ooh, there's so much, so much to chew on here. Mm-hmm. Now, we played this 25 years ago. It's a non-conversation. These days, it's very much a conversation.
Listen, I don't think she did the wrong thing. I think she spoke up when she felt like something in her gut was wrong with how the coach treated her child, because he's not 15, he's not 13, he's not 12. The kid is 5 years old. 5 years old. So I feel like, I mean, I probably would have done the same thing if somebody talked to my kid that way. Like, you just hit him in the eye with some water. It's very painful when you get shot in the eye with some water.
Yeah, what he said.
What?
That's a very strong take.
Listen,
it have is.
You, have you ever been squirted in your eye?
Hold on a second.
So,
no. me neither. No.
So,
actually.
So the squirting in the eye is one thing. I'm actually almost more offended with him saying, "I'll put you with the cheerleaders."
Yeah, I thought you guys would chew on that.
Because it's very dismissive, like, oh, and then you're gonna be with the girls because the girls aren't tough, etc. So I think this is layered here. But if I was her, I would have done the same thing. It's out of pocket. It's a 5 year old. There's no reason to talk to a 5 year old like that. There's such a better way to handle that. Mm-hmm. And again, the statement, "I'll put you with the cheerleaders," that doesn't sit well either.
She handled it very well, because I would have popped off on him.
Yeah.
Like, that is, first of all, children deserve respect, okay? And some people see respect as respecting an authority figure, "You must do what I say." And other people see respect as, "You're a person with thoughts and worth and feelings, and I'm going to respect that." If an adult spoke to me the way that coach spoke to that child, mm-hmm. I'd punch him in his face. Oh. You do not speak to me like that, and you're not going to speak to my child like that. Adults need to respect children, so children learn to respect adults. That's how that works. So if you're not doing your job as a coach and teaching modeling behavior for my child and how that they should act, then you don't need to be in that position, and I'm getting your ass fired. I will not stop until you're off that field.
You're not punching anybody in the face.
I'm a black belt in karate. I almost went to the Junior Olympics for it.
I see. You still not punching anybody. Mm-hmm.
I was the first member of the SWAT team. Super winning attitude team. We had black kids.
All right. I got a more of a romantic question for you guys that I haven't got a definition for yet from Amanda, my girlfriend, right? I'll give you the setup on it, and then I'll give you the exact sentence she used. And then you tell me what the difference is, because I'm a little on the confused side, and we just haven't had a chance to circle back to it yet. So she and I were going to go to downtown Alpharetta last week, and it's hard to tell when our anniversary date is because it was kind of a slow roll of a relationship. We've known each other for 10 years, and within her relationship deteriorated and mine did. It was just kind of a slow roll, so there's never official, like, anniversary date. So in this made-up date, she's like, you know what we should do is the first time that we really hung out, we were in Alpharetta. Let's just go back to Alpharetta and have a great night. Now, I didn't know really what that meant, but it sounded like, okay, it's going to kind of be an anniversary. Maybe the underlying theme here is romance. So about three-fourths of the way through the week, I said to her, you know that that night in Alpharetta we were talking about? You know, George is playing Tennessee that night. And they got a lot of bars and restaurants in Alpharetta that we could watch that game because it's a really big game. Mm-hmm. And she's a somewhat of a Georgia fan also, right? So she wrote something back to the effect of, that is the level of romance that I have come to expect from us, okay? From us. I took it personally. And I said, what, you don't think that I'm romantic? And she said, here it is. I think you're thoughtful and intentional, but not necessarily romantic. Okay. Huh. Mm. Please help me on that.
I feel like it's
saying... Did you ask her to elaborate?
I feel like it's saying you give your best shot, but you just come up short.
Did you ask her to elaborate?
I said we haven't had a chance. I mean, she's been so busy, and she moved out. She's into her own place now, so we haven't had a chance to circle back on it. Now, we're going to spend 7 days with each other in Buenos Aires. Very romantic place. I'll tell you what I have done.
Well, it depends. It can be romantic on the things you do. Like, that trip is thoughtful and intentional. Is it romantic? It depends on what you do. If you go and you're just going around to bars watching soccer games, not very romantic. But if you are, you know, doing tango lessons, that's romantic.
Okay, so in full disclosure, I did try to get us into a couple of soccer matches.
That is
Focus
not romantic.
And River Plate.
Unless that's her jam.
She likes it. However, I also signed us up for tango lessons.
Then that is romantic.
Okay, that's the romantic one. Yeah. The trip itself, thoughtful. The romance is doing something you normally wouldn't do to please her. We are also going on like a 10 restaurant food and wine tour. You know how I feel about food. I don't care about food. But I knew she was going to... That's romantic?
Yes.
But it's also thoughtful?
I feel romance involves a little bit of selflessness as far as, like, you. Sometimes you end up doing things that you typically wouldn't want to do. Mm-hmm. This is, like, what the whole breakup was about with Jennifer Aniston and Vince Vaughn. It's like, he doesn't like the ballet, but she loves the ballet. So I think a romantic gesture would be to take her to the ballet. Mm-hmm. It's not something you necessarily like, but you make a sacrifice.
Romance is always thoughtful, but being thoughtful is not always romantic. It's like, you know how every rectangle is a square, but not every square is a rectangle?
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. They got it.
Mo, what's the last romantic thing you did for your lady? Romantic, not thoughtful.
When you bought those rose petals and you had to individually unwrap them and you only had like 7 on the floor.
Wrong lady, Kristen.
Oh. Not very thoughtful of you, Kristen.
Not very thoughtful at all, actually. Quite the opposite.
Well, you caught a break. Because you would never do that for your new girlfriend.
No, she gets the real thing.
You think much more.
I'm upgraded. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Last romantic thing you did.
Surprised her because she wasn't feeling so well. So I took a trip to New York to surprise her. Pulled up at her door, knocked on, rung the doorbell.
I think that covers all of them, actually. Thoughtful, intentional, and romantic.
There you go.
Will you date Amanda?
Hey, The Burt Show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.